Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, nothing can be more embarrassing at a wedding ceremony when in front of the altar and in all of the guests, the bridegroom walks away from the bride. That's what we saw in last week's episode of Downton Abbey. Here in our text, the situation is equally embarrassing. Well, almost. Because thanks to Jesus Christ, who was there at the right place and at the right time, he helps here the bridegroom from a huge social faux pas, the embarrassment of having run out of wine. But Jesus is there, and he fills this, has the six jars filled with wine that turns out to be excellent. And it's so plentiful that it should last at least beyond the wedding ceremony, some scholars say, even up to a whole year. Now, the context in which Jesus performs this miracle is very interesting because it is somewhat unusual. We see him in a different light here to what we are generally accustomed to seeing him. It is true that in his message, he frequently references wine and wedding banquets. But mostly so, he does so in the context of the downtrodden, the marginalized, the ill, and the physically handicapped. But now, we see him here present where there is fun and celebration. Jesus is no party pooper. He affirms creation. And he participates in the joys of celebrating a wedding with others, where the main focus is now on food and wine and having a good time. Where Jesus is present, their joy replaces sorrow and grief and strict protocol. When we also sit at the table fully decked with food, Jesus Christ is our guest. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, we pray. And then we should not feel ashamed of enjoying what is in front of us. However, we should not just use this text as an apology for having a glass of good wine, or as a defense against a monasterial lifestyle and against celibacy. That would not do full justice to what John wants to tell us here. His focus is on verse 11, where he says the following reasons for accounting this event. This is the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. To John, this miracle, as with all other seven miracles he mentions in the Gospels, these are signs, that is, acts of Jesus Christ that point directly to his glory. The changing of water to wine is an act of epiphany. It reveals who Jesus Christ is, that he is someone who does exceptional things that no other human being can do. So what has happened here miraculously could only have happened because of what comes from above, from the heavens. God here is in action in front of witnesses. When Jesus does these signs which no other human being can do, when he changes water to wine, when he heals the official's son, when he told the lame man to pick up his mat and walk, when he fed the 5,000 with only 5 loaves of bread, when he walked on the water, and when he told the blind man to go and wash himself in the pool, and when he called out into the tomb to a man who had already been dead for 4 days by name Lazarus, come out, then Jesus did something special, which people would never have expected from the son of a carpenter out of Nazareth. Changing water to wine is a testimony to all that he is the one promised by God, the sent Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Jesus testifies of himself in front of the Jews in chapter 5, this, For the very work that the Father has given me to finish, and which I am doing, testifies that the Father has sent me. And in a sermon at Pentecost, Peter preached about this Christ. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him. This is the Jesus Christ who became man, the Word that became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. These miracles or signs belong to the earthly ministry. They are part of what he had to do here on earth. If one explains them away by way of a materialistic or naturalistic worldview, which some theologians follow, aside from atheists, then we have no longer the Son of God, no longer the Savior, but just a superstar or a moral leader of some kind. God and miracles belong together. In fact, everywhere in the Bible, God is a God of miracles. That's how the Israelites understood and experienced God as they walked through the Red Sea, when they had bread manna fall from the sky, or when water gushed out of the rock. And now Jesus Christ continues his miracles. He, as the Son of God, mostly walked the path of humiliation, hiding his glory from the world, but nonetheless, at times, he performed acts of glory. The signs show that the heavens is open to Christ. God lives in Christ and helps us humans. Jesus possesses the powers over illnesses and over death. Our challenge in this day and age is that we face a lot of opposition when it comes to explaining the miracles of God. They don't seem to match with the worldviews of those around us who are inclined to use only science and reason. But to us, they are part of the complete testimony of Jesus Christ. And that testimony brings about faith. John says that of the disciples, when the disciples saw the sign, they put their faith in Christ. The faith of the disciples was strengthened by the sign of Christ changing water into wine. It affirmed them who he was. Others at that wedding did not believe. Not the servants, not the guests, not the master of the banquet, and not the bridegroom, but the disciples did. That was also the case after all the other signs that our Lord Jesus Christ performed. Some people walked away from him, choosing not to follow him, but others sought him out and inquired more about him, like Nicodemus, who said this when he secretly approached Christ: "You are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." That's how it was, and that's how the testimony of Christ works today. The signs of Christ are part of how he is presenting himself to the world, and how that testimony should be, and that it divides people between those who believe and those who do not. So Jesus Christ is then still at work today. Through that very testimony about himself, and through the miracles of his death and resurrection, faith and salvation is brought to us. Thus for us, the sign of him changing water to wine is elevated far higher. It is also for us a sign of hope, for it points forward to that what is still to come. We see in it the foretaste of the heavenly wedding feast still awaiting us. In Jesus' name, amen.